Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the Crux Capacitor. I am your host, Heath Wiggins. Hey, I just wanted to start this podcast off with yet another little apology here. So, one of the things that's a challenge for me when we're recording the Crux Capacitor is that the software that I use, and I've been changing it up on the software I use for interviews, and when I have people call in and it's a voice over IP, that I want to be able to capture that voice over IP. Sometimes it works with Anchor really well. Sometimes I feel like we're on a phone conversation, so I've moved on to some other different softwares. But this software was a new software, and I didn't have to change any settings, but for some reason, the very first segment that you'll hear in this conversation with Dylan Sangley, sorry, Dylan, is very tinny sounding. It's very echoey. But the second segment sounds just absolutely like we're sitting in the exact same room. So I don't know what happened. Like I said, didn't change any settings on the software that I was using. Used an online platform. I'm very happy with that platform. But at this point in time, I'm going to go ahead and publish this particular interview with Dylan Sangley. And, well, hopefully you'll get something out of it and listen through. And if for some reason the tinniness is totally bugging you out, just go ahead and fast forward and go on to the second segment where you'll hear a completely normal conversation and a normal sound. Also, if for some reason you don't even want to listen to this podcast, you can always go to Start Your Exit or look for Start Your Exit. That's the podcast hosted by the team of Smith and Wiggins. That's myself and my co-host Smith, powered by StartYourExit.com. And you can listen to another interview with Dylan there. So, all right, stay tuned for more from the Crux Capacitor. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Crux Capacitor. I'm your host, Heath Wiggins, and I have a co-host today. This is my co-host. We just call her Smith. Actually, this is JC Smith. We do have another podcast called Smith and Wiggins, powered by StartYourExit.com. So hopefully you'll join us on that. But yes, this is my co-host, JC. How are you, JC?
I am fabulous. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Well, you're my partner in crime, so you know.
This is true.
This is very true. So our guest today is Dylan Sangley. And Dylan, first of all, right out of the gate, one of the things that impresses me so much about Dylan is an entrepreneur. He's an entrepreneur not just in methods, but in mindset. And that's really what we wanted to talk to him about. And because of his unique mindset about some things, I think you'll find his core values very unique as well. So core values, that is what we talk about on the Crux Capacitor. That means the heart of the matter, where we kind of real life and core values intersect. And for you, Dylan, the core values come up into the areas of inspiration, positivity, happiness, success, and faith. Kind of expound on those a little bit for me.
Of course. So with my core values of positivity, success, faith, and inspiration, those core values really mean a lot to me because I believe those core values will lead me to the path of success.
Okay. And I wouldn't say you're wrong on that at all. Yeah, I mean, you have to make them anchor points in your life. You have to make them, this is what I build up on, this is a foundation, and these are what, no matter what you're going through in life, if you use those as those anchor points, that's a great thing to do that. So you've identified these fairly early, and I don't mean to harp on the age number here, because age can be just a number. I mean, you know, both JC and I are so busy and we have so much to do, we're going to live to be 1,000, you know, kind of thing. But,
oh, I'm exhausted now.
That's not always the case. That's not always the case. But Dylan, you are young. How old are you?
I am 18 years old.
18 years old. And how long have you been working on core values? When did you start identifying with these core values?
I've been working with these core values ever since I was young. I've always wanted to spread positivity. I've always believed in myself and in God. I've always wanted to be an inspiration to others and be a role model to others, so that if they need anything, if they need any advice, if they need any help on anything, they can look to me as someone to do that for them.
Okay.
Wow. All
right. So you mentioned it other times in different conversations that you and I've had. You've mentioned the fact that there is a group of people that look up to you. We were just talking about your sister even, and the fact that she is helping you a little bit with some of your endeavors. And we'll go into that in the next segment that we go into. But you've also started really working with a lot of adults. And I say a lot of adults because you're now an adult, obviously. But you started at a very young age working with these adults and working with associations. And I guess there's just you've had these intergenerational, multidimensional relationships that you've built from a very young age. How did you become attracted to making those relationships, I guess, is the best way to ask that.
I understood very, very early that networking is key to success as well. If I didn't talk to so many of these people during the summer or before, then I wouldn't be where I'm at right now, because I've talked to so many people. I have so many mentors that have helped me be where I'm at right now, and I'm truly blessed to have them in my life.
So mentors have been a big part of your success path.
Correct.
Okay. So, you know, JC and I both have mentors. That's the amazing part. So, you know, Dylan, we've talked about this a little bit in the past, that, you know, I'm an ordained and licensed minister, and so I perform weddings and things like that. I have a mentor in just that capacity. I mean, I have multiple mentors for multiple areas, and I have a mentor in just that area. And interestingly enough, you know, when you talk about mentors and goals and everything like that, he emailed me yesterday or the day before, and he's done, it's August, 16th now, 2018, and he's done 180 weddings this year so far. And that's a busy man, first of all. But second of all, you know, it's great to be mentored by people who not only have been there, but are there.
Exactly.
Now, when young people who kind of maybe are drifting a little bit as far as passion or purpose, what kind of advice do you give them from your perspective? Are you mentoring anybody yourself? And if you are mentoring, what are you telling them?
Yeah, I'm actually mentoring a few people. The advice I give to them is to always be persistent. You know, always believe in yourself, believe in God, and always pray. Always pray every day that He'll help guide you and put the right people in your life in order to achieve success. Mm-hmm. The other advice I give them is to just, if they want to start something, do it. Just do it. Don't ask for anyone else's opinion. Don't ask for this. Don't ask for that. Just do it. Because I believe the secret to getting started, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
So
the secret of getting started is getting started.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, you just get off your butt and go, hey, I'm going to do this. This is an inspirational, motivational thing. And, you know, you see these inspirational sayings right now, and I don't know whether you see all the memes and everything like that online, but one of the things that it says, you know, kind of thing, is that we have to get out of our own way. And the thing is you don't ever fail. You either learn or you grow. You're always going forward. You succeed. And learning and growth, there's just no failure, because failure is not defined the same way anymore. I'm very grateful for that, for the modern inspirational, motivational movement to define that failure is a learning opportunity. It's not the end of the road.
I think that Thomas Edison did that, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how many times did he fail at making the light bulb, but each time he learned something new that took him to the next level that created the light bulb?
Well, and he said, how many people quit the time before the next time is right?
That's right.
Yep. So that's that. Dylan, I want you to stay on the line with us here. We've already recorded 8 minutes. It's so easy to get into these conversations and just keep going and going and going. But we want to come back and we want to talk to you specifically about what you're doing and how you're utilizing your core values. Everybody, you've been listening to Crux Capacitor with your hosts, plural there, hosts, JC Smith and Keith Wiggins. We'll be right back.
Hey, listeners, are you newly engaged and looking for the perfect wedding officiant? Well, you've literally been listening to him for the last few minutes. That's right. Heath, the host of the Crux Capacitor, is a licensed and ordained minister that performs weddings in the Charlotte, North Carolina metro area. Go to nuptiallyyours.com or call 614-561-9681. That's nuptiallyyours.com or 614-561-9681 for more information. Let Nuptially Yours and Heath make sure you're nuptially ready for your big day.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Crux Capacitor. I am your host, Heath Wiggins, along with my co-host,
JC Smith.
Woohoo! There, I don't know why it is, Dylan, when I'm doing the podcast, I'm doing the woohoos all the time, but I am. That's become my little signature thing. The woohoo. So anyway,
we have to have therapy for that.
She has to have more therapy than I do, actually. But anyways, we are with our guest today. We are with Dylan Sangley. I'm going to get that right eventually there. And we've been talking about his core values of inspiration, positivity, happiness, faith, and success. Now, those all have personal meanings to you, and that's why they're your core values, Dylan. But talk to us a little bit really quickly. First of all, congratulations. You have had a major product launch this week.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
That was actually on Tuesday. We did the photo shoot last week, actually, with some of my friends, and it turned out really amazing. I posted a few photos, and then at 2:30 on Tuesday, I launched the product, and it's been doing really well. Seeing the people at my old school wear my shirt and around like the whole city is like amazing, because they send me videos. Their friends that haven't even bought items take videos of the people that are wearing my merchandise, and it's just amazing. So
yeah,
I'll keep you guys updated on that.
I'll never forget it. It's funny. So Dylan and I used to, and I say used to because I still have my hands in it, but I like to do t-shirt designing. I do. And I don't know whether you've had the when you've been on Instagram, whether you've seen JC and I in the red t-shirts. Have you seen those?
No, I have not, actually.
Okay, no big deal. But I like doing it, and I'll never forget the first time that I was in a grocery store and I saw somebody wearing one of my t-shirt designs. I was like, I was through the roof. I'm like, somebody's wearing my work. Yeah, no, kind of thing. It was a really cool. It's a really great feeling. So
it is.
I totally relate to that. Yeah.
What is the message that you're trying to get out with your design?
Basically, it's clothing with a purpose. Every time you purchase a shirt, a percentage of it goes back to reinvest more clothing for the homeless as well.
Hmm. And that's where a component of your kind of success motivation, where you told me the last time we talked, actually, you said basically that if you succeed, then everybody around you succeeds.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, what makes you want to think that way? Is there a particular thing that says, hey, I'm thinking this way because this is why I think this way?
Well, everyone has their own definition of success. My definition, like you said, is making those that believe in me look brilliant. So I don't want to leave anyone behind. You know, I'm always going to stay humble. And once I make it to the highest point of my life, then I'm going to bring everyone that has been with me along my journey with me. you know, so no one's going to be left behind. I'm not going to act like, oh, I don't know you. Right. I'm always going to remember everyone because I remember where I came from. I remember where I started, and I'm always going to remember that. So I always stay humble and thank God for all my blessings.
You know, that's a powerful place, you know, and I don't know about you, JC, when you think about this, but JC and I both, just so you know, Dylan, have, I mean, one of the things that we work on, and well, first of all, we powwow and mastermind and everything with each other all the time. And then we do it with a lot of other people as well. But one of the things that motivates us personally is that we are constantly motivated by charitable causes. And, you know, we both know, I mean, for the lack of a better way to put it, we both know what it's like to grow up relatively simply, for the lack of a better way to put it. But, you know, some people would say poor.
Well, I grew up, I didn't know we were poor.
Right.
But my sister, her mindset was, oh my gosh, we grew up so poor. And I'm like, really? We had every meal. We had clean clothes and we slept in a warm, clean bed every night. I'm not sure I was poor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
but it was simple at times.
It was very simple. And which I look back on and I wish life was more simple.
Right. Right. But I think the amazing thing about that, and the reason I identify you with you so much here, Dylan, on this, is that if we all thought that way, if we all thought, hey, I didn't get here alone. My parents, my family, my colleagues, my mentors, my everything like that were part of the reason I even made it to where I'm in today, then the world would be full of success.
You're so right. Dylan, I had an interesting phone call a couple hours ago or less, and it was one of my daughters, and she called, and here was what she said. Mom, I called to thank you. And I said, for what? And she said, for all of the motivational things that you made us listen to growing up. I just scored a really high review because of it, and now they're going to invest in me. But I linked it all back to you making sure that we were fed the right things mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know from day to day, Dylan, what impact we're going to have on somebody's life 10, 20, 30 years down the road. And I am excited to follow your journey.
Absolutely.
Especially since
thank you.
Dylan is the last year of the millennial group. So he's kind of got that probably 1 foot into Generation Z and 1 foot into in the millennial generation. And it's just exciting to follow people like you.
Yeah. So
thank you. So
if
much.
You could summarize, you say, you know, this is clothing with a purpose. This is a entrepreneurial investment slash effort, et cetera, with purpose. If you could sum up purpose as you define it, how would you define purpose, Dylan?
I would define purpose as, you know, like my businesses have, I always have a purpose. And honestly, if purpose to me is,
I gave you a hard one. I know.
Yeah, you did. It's everything, because my purpose is to give back to my community.
Okay.
See that? Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's my purpose.
So my purpose, and I think this is interesting, and I'll share this with you, and then I knew we have to go, but we're going to have you back on another podcast here. My purpose is relationships. In everything that I've done my entire life, and I didn't even know it, but I had this, I have to relate to people. And so you giving back, knowing that that's the whole reason you're motivated, is at some form, you know, you may have a spouse, you may have a family yourself, which, you know, if that's what you want, Lord willing, that'll all happen for you. You have all those things, but, you know, if that's your purpose for giving back, I totally relate to that, because my purpose is to have relationships.
And my purpose is making a difference.
Mm.
So I think those are all very admirable. It's pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting indeed.
Awesome.
So
yeah, because my, My purpose, I have many purposes, honestly.
Yeah.
That's why I had to think of one on the spot. So, I would say giving back to the community and inspiring those around me. Those are my main two purposes.
Wow.
So like inspiring those around me is very important to me. I love talking about my story and giving people advice overall. My main vision with my business is to inspire those around me, but mainly the youth. So
there you go. So I'm going to invite everybody to actually not only listen to this podcast, of course, and we appreciate our listeners today being here with us, but you are going to be a guest on JC and my other podcast, The Smith and Wiggins Show. And we're going to record that right after this. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the youth.
So Dylan, awesome. One last question. How do people follow you?
You could follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. My Facebook is Dylan Sanglay, DylanSanglay. And my Instagram, I have actually three accounts. One is DSanglay, Designer_etc, and Designer Merch. I'm pretty sure you guys could write that down on Instagram, correct?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Twitter is Sanglay_Dylan.
Nice. Okay.
And then Snapchat is D12DBeast. I made that account when I was in middle school, so I don't know how to change it.
Well, I don't think you can. I think you have to start over.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but you can reinvent yourself. That's what people do that have a purpose. So,
of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Dylan. I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate the purpose and the passion that you bring to what you're doing.
Appreciate it, sir. It's a pleasure to be
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Everybody, you've been listening to The Crux Capacitor, where core values and real life intersects. Our guest today has been Dylan Sanglay, and my co-host has been JC Smith. Thank you for being here.
You are so welcome.
All right. All right. We'll tune in next time, where we'll talk more about core values. All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye, everybody.